At the beginning of this book, Hosea marries a woman named Gomer, whose name means end, E-N-D, or more literally, her name means death with big breasts. That was a good reaction shot, Susan, thank you. Hosea and Gomer go on to have children named Lo Ruama, which means knows no mercy, and Lo Ami, which means not my people. So Hosea and death have children that mean, whose names mean know no mercy and not my people. So the Bible isn't nearly as prudish or subtle as we would tend to believe that it is. Hosea was a prophet active in the northern kingdom of Israel, probably in the 8th century before the Common Era, so almost 3,000 years ago. Almost 3,000 years ago. And when I say he was in the northern kingdom, remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about how there couldn't be any longer a united kingdom of Israel because kings always end up dividing. Hosea brought a voice of the divine to the people, and he brought to them his bad marriage, whether literal or metaphorical, to draw attention to their own bad marriage as a people. Israel married unfaithfulness itself. Israel married unfaithfulness itself, and so only gave birth to more greed and a people who did not know mercy or the presence of God's love. Where God had hoped from Israel an intimacy like marriage, God received unfaithfulness. And where God had hoped for faithfulness, what God received instead was adultery in the form of idolatry. But in the section that you heard Judy read today, Hosea changes the metaphor up. Instead of this marital metaphor, he uses one of a parent. Israel was like a lad, and I loved him, and I called him my son, God says. And here's what my son did. Worshipped other gods, called parent the kings of Assyria and Egypt. Though I held my child to my cheek like I would a tender infant, and though I nursed Israel as would a mother, my child turned away from me in insolence. So what does God think about this? Hosea reports that for God, the question is, do I give up on them? Do I abandon them? Do I leave them for good? Do I let them fall under the sword? No, God says. My heart and my compassion, they overwhelm my wrath. I am not like a man, I am God. And so I will instead continue to pull at their hearts with cords of love. The God of Hosea rejects the ways of humanity and instead insists on a way that is both holy and wholly different. Thank God. Because the ways of humanity are deadly. Deadly of body, deadly of spirit. We could update Hosea's marriage metaphor for our own nation. We could say that America, instead of marrying end or death, has married division. And in that union of America and division, we have created children named refuses to show mercy, named rejects many people. We as a church have encountered the reality of that horrid union in the burning of our banner. If you saw our neighbor on the news last June, right after he burned it, you heard him make his case that he did that to us as an act of devotion to God. That he was enacting God's judgment, and that there was great honor for him in doing so. For those of us who were in court last week, we heard even greater detail of his faith-based loathing of LGBTQIA people. He was unrepentant. even though it was going to increase his jail time. Our neighbor insisted on standing true to his understanding of truth, which includes his belief that there are no real churches in Ames, and he must found one with judges and enforcers in order to cut all queer people out of the land of the living. And he's got a strong biblical basis for that. Because we have to be honest about the Bible. The Bible is no friend to women, and it is no friend to queer people. The Bible has been a very good friend to slave owners and a very good friend to conquerors. But the Bible doesn't want to be. This is the marvel of our scripture to me. We as humans would like nothing more than a God that hates what we hate and loves what we love. Because then God not only comforts us, but lets us feel really self-righteous. But maybe even more than that, what we want is something that we can say is the word of God. A little text, a little papyrus, that we could then build an ecclesiastical structure around, say who's inside and who's outside, and so gain social control. Because what's better than having the ability to sway people based on your claim that you have exclusive access to the divine? But the Bible won't let us, at least not for long. For every verse that feeds and that shelters oppression and hierarchies, there are dozens, if not hundreds, describing a holiness that wants only for us to lay down those systems and those structures. Whatever passage we want to use to hate gay people, to exclude women, to enslave Africans, and to refuse housing for the immigrant, our faith ancestors, countless nameless over thousands and thousands and thousands of years, have preserved this description of another way, a way that is so contrary to our natures that we have to call it divine. What makes the Bible holy is not because we said it is, but because there is a voice in there, preserved and still speaking, that asks us to do what we don't want to do and gives us the power to do so. Just like you've done here at this church. So 19 years ago, Ames United Church of Christ decided to marry humility so it could give birth to children named Knows Freedom and children named Born That Way. Now, it might seem like a really simple thing just to hang up a banner, but it is no small task for a Christian church to reject such a foundational doctrine of the faith. That is no small task. And to not only reject it, but then to broadcast it to the whole community and choose to take on the threat of violence and the same loathing that the people the banner represent live with every day. This church became like Hosea was in his own community, a messenger who maybe not all of the neighbors wanted to hear from. This church has also lived into that parental metaphor that Hosea uses about God. Some of us didn't have great parents, right? This is tricky to use the parental metaphor because a lot of people had bad parents who don't know what it's like to be tenderly held to a parent's cheek, who don't have cords of love that can be pulled on. Some of us had great parents. And then some of us had great parents who rejected us when we came out as gay. Every day in this world, queer people are having to choose between themselves and their family because of religion. We offer God's other way. We offer this alternate community, this alternate nurturance together that is faithful to the way of the Bible, that lets God's tender love be our guide, and proclaims that God's tender love is available to all. So Hosea's people didn't listen to him. The people of the prophets never do. That's why we have so many prophets. The habit of humanity is to fall out of covenant with God and out of covenant with each other. It is our habit to forget our obligations to the poor and to just feed our own want. And then we suffer the consequences. We suffer the rage of the oppressed and the theft of the powerful. We suffer the degradation of the earth and the collapse of our very skies. But in this old book of books, and in our very lives together today, God is still offering the promise of another way, if we're willing. If we are willing, there is a world where everyone has enough, and there's no more talk of the boundaries that divide us. Ames UCC, in your heart and in your compassion, you have shown this day that God's promises are true. Amen.